Broadcasting from the heartland of America.
In the Hoosier Media Network studios.
The next generation in conservative talk radio. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, darn right it is. What's up? Welcome into it. It is the weekend edition of the Voice of Reason, our number dose here on the Voice of Reason as we continue to broadcast coast to coast all over the place based out of the heartland of the nation at the Hoosier Media Network studio. So great to have you with us. Find us on our social media at Hoosier Reason, H-O-O-S-E-R Reason, on all the social media sites, Facebook and the X or Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and Rumble and TikTok and everything else. Yes, we do have a TikTok. I know it's controversial. I don't really care. But guess what? I still use it and I find it quite enjoyable. Also, our website at HoosierReason.com. As you sign up for the newsletter, our newsletter is coming out on Monday. So if you've not signed up, which I have to thank you this month, man, holy cow, I was getting ready to do the big blast in and send out because it always sends out the first Monday of the month. So it's coming out this Monday. And I was looking at the number every month. I can look back and see how many new people have subscribed to the newsletter since the previous month and which ones have viewed emails, haven't viewed emails, all that jazz. This last month, I've seen the most amount of new registrants as Hoosierholics that I've ever seen in the whole 3 years we've been doing this newsletter. So that is awesome. Thank you much. We love you to death. And continue to sign up. HoosierReason.com, H-O-O-S-E-R Reason. No I in Hoosier, H-O-O-S-E-R. S-E-R Reason, HoosierReason.com. It'll pop up, say, do you want to become a Hoosierholic? You say yes, type in your email. It's totally free. We don't spam you. We just send you a once-a-month email with all the great goodies of the show. All right, Larry Barron's coming on the show at the bottom of the hour. We've had him on before. Great guest, as he is the founder of Power the Future. We'll talk about alternative energy. We'll talk about the Biden administration's attack on coal and natural gas and oil and the electric movement and all that other garbage going on in society. Chad, jump on here for just a moment here. By the way, we have our executive producer sitting in studio with me as well, Trumpy Bear. He's here hanging out, so we'll get his opinion on some issues. But Chad, jump on. First off, happy May the 4th for those that celebrate Star Wars Day for the Saturday.
Yes, may because it be with you.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you. So that is good. Do you also know the other holiday this weekend?
Well, I'm kind of cheating. I looked it up on Google. There's either the Orthodox Holy Saturday, there is the National Explosive Ordnance Disposal Day, and there's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Okay, well, there we go. Oh, we'll go with the third one. We'll go with Cinco de Mayo. I wasn't aware of the other two, but I mean, hey, well done. Well done on that one. I wasn't aware of the other ones. We'll just stick with the basics and go with Cinco de Mayo. How about that?
You don't want to go with the explosives?
No, I mean, as entertaining as that would be, man, that's all right. We'll skip that one. No, Sunday, fill in the blank on whenever your radio affiliate actually airs this program or when you listen to the podcast, that, yes, Sunday is Cinco de Mayo, so happy Cinco de Mayo. Do you do anything special for the Cinco de Mayo celebration?
I don't. I've gone out and had margaritas before and Mexican food, okay. But I really don't do a whole lot
special. That's about it. Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, you don't have to. Eating tacos and having a margarita is probably sufficient enough to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It's not like I go overboard. Now, I work for a cluster of radio stations in Kansas for my weekday job, and one of our stations is a Spanish station, and they are hosting a massive Cinco de Mayo party at our county zoo, and we're expecting 16 to 20,000 people show up to this thing on Sunday. So I'll be doing it out there for our local stations, hanging out and doing some stuff, seeing some people. But yeah, they have some major bands coming in and they have like 8 food trucks. Now here's the thing. I am going to try and eat a taco from every single food truck that is there. That is my goal. And we'll see how well this works. So because obviously that is the culture, right? We have to eat a taco or a torta. If you don't know what a torta is, look it up. One of the greatest foods on the face of the earth. And I learned this having a Spanish station now in the building with me working every week, and they bring me these new foods. And I love tortas. If you don't know what it is, go check it out. But remember, that is part of the culture. The different types, the different varieties of tacos especially, which is why the Biden administration has been doing oh so well at pandering, and I say this sarcastically, by the way, pandering to the Hispanic community, especially when Jill Biden talked about the great breakfast tacos and the diversity that they have with those breakfast tacos, which is one of our latest products here on the Voice of Reason. The Hispanic community is radically diverse in the United States. Some would say as unique and diverse as the food they eat.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
And now you can enjoy the flavor and diversity that every member of the Hispanic community gets to enjoy every single day. Jill Biden's very all-new breakfast taco special from the Voice of Reason.
Hola, amigos. I'm Alan, your Jill Biden breakfast taco. Now you too can enjoy the unique, diverse flavors of Mexico and Latin American with me.
Adan, the breakfast taco, has everything a growing boy, girl, undecided, or other may need.
Start off with a thick layer of potato seasoned with fresh and delicate spices of Mexico and cooked to perfection.
The potatoes show not only are we tough on the outside, but soft and lovable on the inside.
Next, enjoy the two large huevos. No breakfast taco is complete without our famous huevos. They are there for all to enjoy.
What comes next in the delicacies is the true sign of diversity and uniqueness in the culture, as there are just too many options.
Chicken, carne asada, chorizo, pork, bacon, vegetarian, the choices are endless. We have a flavor for everyone, but you won't know if you like it until you try it. And we like it all.
Finally, your Jill Biden Adan Breakfast Taco is always personalized for you with the special, unique, and diverse toppings only found in the ever-expanding diverse culture of Latin America.
Top me off with your favorite great-tasting cheese, sour cream, or gravy. But don't forget, what sets your breakfast taco apart from any other breakfast taco is a little spice.
Forget the salsa from the supermarket. It's time to you add the real spicy direct from Mexico with the slices of jalapeño, habanero, or red chilies. Plus, top all off with your favorite Valentina or tapatía.
Show off your unique diversity with your very own Jill Biden breakfast burrito from the Voice of Reason.
Order now and multiply your diversity with two Jill Biden breakfast tacos, all for the price of one.
It's the Voice of Reason's Jill Biden Breakfast Taco. Are you diverse enough? Coming to a restaurant near you.
Andale, andale.
There it is. All right, the latest Voice of Reason product, which you can find on our website, HoosierReason.com. The Jill Biden Breakfast Taco, if you remember that statement made from, what, about a year or 2 years ago? Chad, jump on here again real quick. Are you excited about the Jill Biden Breakfast Taco? Is that offensive? Did we just trigger a lot of people with that? I'm assuming so. We probably triggered a lot of people with that one. That's okay. You can send your angry emails at me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com, which brings us to the latest on the campaign trail.
It's your week in review.
As the Biden administration continuously losing the votes for many minority voters across the nation, for the younger generation, we talked about last hour, of course, the Hispanic vote. Yes, even the Hispanic vote, that they're losing votes because, well, they're not doing the bidding for the Hispanic community at all, other than just trying to keep them under that glass ceiling and giving them government benefits. You got to remember, and this is coming from someone who talks to a lot of those in the Hispanic community, a lot of those that may have green cards or may even be here illegally. And talking to them about their priorities and why they're here is because they wanted to get away from cartels. Now, this is not people from like around the world, you know, seeing a person from Kenya that flies all the way to Mexico, going through Central America, up into Mexico, and then over our border to try and get here. I'm talking about the true Mexicans that come across the southern border. That's not even the point of conversation really in the immigration debate any longer, is it? That's not the problem. They want to get away from the cartels. They want to get away from the crime. They want to get away from the corruption. They want to get away from the ridiculousness that's going on down at the southern border. And now the Biden administration, the Democrats, just think that just because they're here, that we're going to give you amnesty, we're going to allow you to vote, and therefore you're just going to be dedicated Democrat voters for life. I mean, most of them are going to Donald Trump, though, which is kind of the ironic part. There's a new campaign ad that Joe Biden apparently is starting to run right now, focusing on abortion issues for Latino men. Yeah, let that one sink in for just a minute. I know you said, wait, what a second? Yeah, they want to do abortion issues for men and Latino and Hispanic men in particular. I don't know what the ad says because it's not out yet, but they're sinking in a massive amount of money, apparently going into the late part of April and into May now, where they're looking at this abortion issue for the southern states with Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, down in Florida as well, for the Cuban population, wanting to focus on the abortion issue for men, apparently saying, don't let your woman be controlled by Donald Trump or something. I'm not quite sure, which, again, really shows their lack of out of touchness they have with the voters in the constituency, when the vast majority of the Hispanic population especially are ones with really tight family values. They like the family values. They like the family unit. If you know Hispanic families, they're very large, which is awesome. They all get together. They make their food. They drink some tequila. They have a good time. They sing. I know. I've seen them, and it's a fantastic time, and I absolutely love the community involvement and the family unit that these individuals have within their community. And we have a Democrat party that's literally telling them that they want to promote, quote-unquote, women's health issues or women's rights because of abortions. Kind of weird. That's one campaign tactic. The other campaign tactic is them trying to talk about how the economy is doing oh so well with the 15 million jobs being created, obviously. And then as well, that the fact that they're going to increase taxes by not increasing taxes. Going back to Karine Jean-Pierre, while she breaks the Hatch Act all the time and then uses the Hatch Act to just ignore questions because she doesn't want to answer anything, she was asked on Friday about the ending of the Trump tax cuts that are happening relatively soon. And apparently Congress doesn't want to extend them. The Biden administration doesn't want to extend them. So let me ask you this, and Trumpy Bear, I'm going to have to ask you the question here. If a tax break that was keeping taxes low expires, that means that we go back to what was. Now, why we allow tax breaks to expire, I don't know. That's kind of weird. You think that when you would actually change a tax rate, you would make it permanent until the next change, but not be like, oh, we're just going to do it for 5 years, then it's going to go back to the way it was. That's kind of weird to me. But the Trump tax cuts expire soon, which means the tax rates that you were paying before the tax breaks go back into effect, which means everybody's rate goes up, right? I'm trying to follow the logic here. So bear with me because I'm trying to understand how this actually works. If you cut a tax and then that tax cut expires, that means the rate goes back up. Chad, am I doing that right? Trumpy Bear, am I doing that right? So it goes back up, which means, okay, so technically it's a tax increase, correct? Because if you had a tax break and it was a lower rate and that went away and the number goes back up, that means that that's a tax increase, correct? I would think so. That's at least the basic logic. Is that the way that the Biden administration's campaigning on it? Of course it's not. How much time? We don't have enough time. We'll play it when we come back here after the break. That Karine Jean-Pierre, during the press conference on Friday, during her May the 4th and Mark Hamill, the Joe Biden, whatever joke he made about Star Wars, they tried to keep it lighthearted on a Friday, tried to step around the issue. Because when asked about it, she openly admitted they're excited about ending the Trump tax cuts, saying it's only for the rich. And then when called out about the fact that it's not only about the rich and that everybody's going to get a tax increase, she says that we still want it to end because evil rich people, and that we're going to protect the middle class because we're growing the economy. I don't understand how that works, because I thought if it ends, everybody gets a tax increase.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. It's your Patriot on the Prairie. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back into it. You're a Patriot on the Prairie. So I'm trying to understand this economic stuff. I'm relatively new. Remember, I did drop out of college after 2 years, so I may not be the smartest guy on the planet. But I'm trying to wrap my head around it. If you have a tax cut, that means your rates go down. And then when the tax cut ends, that means you go back to the original rate, which means your taxes go back up, which means it would be a tax increase. I think I got this down. Trumpy Bear was talking to me behind the scenes here during the break, and he was telling me all about it, so trying to explain economics to me, as a teddy bear usually does in Trumpy Bear. So I'm trying to understand this. So let's go to the audio and let's see if I'm correct. Chad, correct me if I'm wrong here, but we're trying to do this assumption. Let's go to the audio. Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP, the White House press secretary, that answers very few questions while being very clear about being clear about not answering a lot of questions, tried to respond to the argument of ending Trump's tax cuts but not raising taxes on Americans.
The president says that he wants to let the tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts, expire. If that law expires, it does raise taxes on almost every American. So does he still support that expiring without anything else in place?
So look, as you said, the president is going to let the Trump tax cut expire, and he was very clear. But he will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. That is part of the budget that you saw come out, and it's going to expire for the wealthy. So I've been very clear about that. This is a president that's going to make sure that we protect and not raise taxes for people making $400,000 and less a year. And Republicans want to do the opposite. They want to give tax breaks to corporations and billionaires. They said that. They want to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Who does that hurt? That hurts everyday Americans. And so the president has been really clear about that. He wants to expand Affordable Care Act, as you see him doing that for Americans, making sure that they have good health care. And so that's what the president is going to focus on.
There we go. Okay, so he's very clear about that. Chad, will you ever be able to listen to a press secretary hearing from KJP again and not pick out the number of times he says, very clear, we're very clear about this, he's very clear about this, we're very clear about this, we're very clear. So, like usual, didn't answer the question. Hey, the Trump tax cuts are going to end. That's going to raise taxes for just about every American in the country. Are you still wanting to do that? Well, we're not going to allow taxes to increase for those under $450,000 or $400,000. Now, remember, it's a different arbitrary line for every administration. Under Barack Obama, it was $250,000. Now it's $400,000 under Biden. So she didn't answer the question saying, no, we're not going to allow the tax rates to go up for those under $400,000 because we want to keep these taxes in check. So they had to ask it again.
The president can't pick and choose which part of the law sunsets, the entire law will sunset. And the Tax Foundation says that someone who's married, two kids, making $85,000 would pay $1,700 more in taxes. That's somebody under $400,000 who would.
The president has been very clear. He's going to protect working and middle-class Americans making less than $400,000 a year. He's been very clear on that, about that. Republicans want to do the opposite. They literally want to do the opposite. They want to give a tax break to billionaires and corporations. That's what they said. They want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. That's what they want to do. And so the president's going to do everything that he can as he's building this economy from the middle out and the bottom up to protect everyday Americans. That's what he wants to do. Make sure that the middle class is strong. That's what he's going to do. Republicans in Congress are saying the opposite. Literally, they're saying the opposite. So
that's not true.
The president's plan from day one, and he's going to continue that plan.
No, not true. He just, literally, the Republicans, is she campaigning for him? Because I thought she was breaking the Hatch Act there. All she has to say is what the White House is doing. Republicans want to actually get rid of Social Security. Republicans want to do this. Republicans want to raise taxes on everybody. Republicans. But you're allowing taxes to go up on the middle class? No, we're not. But the tax cuts are ending. Republicans. We're very clear about that. Republicans, be afraid of the Republicans. My brain hurts. Lots more coming up here on the show. Stay here.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. When Reason meets Radio. This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. Radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting, trying to cram that 10 pounds of reason into that 5-pound bag, trying to rebrand the millennial generation, one radio listener at a time all over the country, multiple radio stations based out of Wichita, Kansas, at the Hoosier Media Network studios for our weekend edition here of the program. Always wonderful, and thank you so much for joining us as you do every week. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around the idea, again, if you cut taxes, like the Trump tax cuts, that means rates go down. And then if they expire, that means they go back up to the original rate, which means that would be an increase, correct? Pretty sure that would be an increase. That would be a tax increase from the cut that you had up to a higher rate. So that would be an increase, which the reporter, thankfully, ended up doing the follow-up question saying, wait, the average family making $80,000 as a joint family, their tax rate would go up. That 80 grand. obviously less than $400,000. KJP not having it, though.
The president can't pick and choose which part of the law sunsets, the entire law will sunset. And the Tax Foundation says that someone who's married, two kids, making $85,000 would pay $1,700 more in taxes. That's somebody under $400,000 who would.
The president has been very clear. He's going to protect working and middle class Americans making less than $400,000 a year. He's been very clear on that.
Very clear.
Republicans want to do the opposite. They literally want to do the opposite. They want to give a tax break to billionaires and corporations. That's
the Republicans. Republicans. They want to increase those taxes on the middle class. They want to cut the taxes for the evil rich people, and they want to cut your Social Security, Medicaid, and all the other devastating programs to the federal government that's bankrupting the nation. They want to, Republicans. We don't want. We're not going to allow the tax cuts to tax increases to happen for middle class Americans. But it's going to. No, it's not. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Like that reference for May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Ha! Let's get into what's trending.
Let's go to the Hoosier Media Hotline.
So as we talk about not just the economy, we also look at the economy in the sense of how much your gas prices are, your utility prices. We're now going into spring and summertime. We've had a decent amount of storms roll through Kansas lately, so that's been kind of nice keeping things cool, but we're already starting to see 80, 90 degree temperatures. We've had some tornadoes. We're seeing increases in utility rates. We're seeing increases in my electric rates. It's just a crazy time. What could we see going into the summertime and election season as well, when they usually try to keep things relatively low to tell you the economy's doing great and everything's all hunky-dory? To talk about some of that, really happy to have back on the program. I love chatting with this guy, one of our great guests here on the show. He's a spokesperson and energy expert for Power the Future. It's Larry Behrens on the line with us here. Larry, how are you, my friend?
Oh, great to talk with you, Andy. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, oh, it's so good to chat with you. I love having you on the program and talking about all this, because now is the perfect time. We're going into spring, and we're hearing gas prices are already starting to creep up. Utility rates are going to go up with people flipping on the air conditioner here. Now, normally, Larry, during an election season, whatever administration's in that's looking for a reelection, they'll use some of the oil reserves to dump into the market to lower prices in the summer to show that the economy's doing well. They'll do what they can to lower inflation by injecting money into the economy to say the economy's doing well. We've kind of already burnt all those bridges the last 3 years under Biden to keep things sustainable where we're at. And we're not even into Memorial weekend or the summer travel season yet with gas prices on the rise. What could we see this summer? Because I'm a little concerned.
I'm highly concerned. You know, I mean, Joe Biden has tried to Band-Aid the gaping wound that is the United States economy that he caused, by the way. And he's looking in that old tin box and he's out of Band-Aids. You're right. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he has drained it more than any other president. And if it were a gas gauge, it would be just below half right now. And so when you look at what is he going to do this summer when gas prices inevitably go up again because of his policies, is he going to drain it even more? I would imagine that he would, because he doesn't care about the unstable world around us. He only cares about his political future. And that's exactly what he did in 2022. But, you know, it's fascinating to watch the White House talk about, you know, this tax rate or that tax rate. Let's just be clear. Joe Biden's inflation tax has cost every American over 20% just across the board. Some things higher, some things lower. Over 20% more for everything, to buy everything, since he took office. Imagine Joe Biden in 2020 running, saying, elect me and I'll make sure everything costs 20% more. That is the real tax that we're all paying. And they can argue about billionaires and millionaires and try to shift blame all they want. But the fact of the matter is, we're all paying more. Joe Biden is out of Band-Aids. And I think that's why we're seeing, you know, president shuffle along, trying to figure out and grasping for straws.
I completely agree. I mean, we've talked about it in the last hour. The younger generation, especially dealing with student loans, trying to get on their feet and start their life. They can't purchase homes with real estate skyrocketing right now. The inflation, like you said, between right around 20% on average. Energy costs alone up near 30%, along with food prices as well. That right now it's so bad. The whole campaign of Bidenomics and investing in America, it's not working. And in fact, every demographic, every identity politic out there of minority group or women or men or whatever they try to divide us with, all of them are showing that they're angry, they're upset, and they'd rather have a Trump economy over a Biden economy right now, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And the polls are heading in that direction. And that's why, you know, your question is a good one. And that's why I always get torn, because over the next few months, I wonder which Joe Biden we're going to see. Are we going to see the Joe Biden that, like we saw in 2022, that tries to fake like he's a moderate, try to fake like, oh, I'm Scranton Joe, blue collar Joe, and try to hide this catastrophe that he has done? Or does he see the writing on the wall and saying, you know what, I only got like 6 months, 7 months, 8 months left in this job. I'm going to ram this, you know, country into the ground with my crazy ideas. And you would think that, you know, he would not go down that road. But we just look at yesterday. He awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Michael Bloomberg, John Kerry, and Al Gore. And to me, that kind of reads, it's like he's saying, I got to do this now because I won't be here this time next year. And that is really worrisome, because if we had just been on the free trial, the light version of Joe Biden's crazy agenda, I would be terrified to think about what he would do in the next few months. Or even worse, if, you know, heck freeze over and he got a second term, we will be plunged into, I think, an abyss that there will probably be no escape.
I completely agree. And Democrats are notorious for it. They don't care that they lose public opinion. If they're losing in the polls going into election season, they ram through everything they possibly can on any type of policy issue, knowing that when Republicans take the majority, more than likely they won't repeal it. They won't go backwards. They won't reset the dial because we're scared of our own shadow. So regardless of whether it's one election cycle, two election cycles, Democrats get back in control whenever it may be afterwards. They know they have a new starting block, and the foundation they built before is still there, and they continue on with their agenda. So they're not really afraid, and they love doing this every election cycle, whether they win or they actually lose, which is a cause for concern. Talk to us, Larry, about the worst case scenario here. Let's say that they are going on the path of complete destruction. Let's ram through as much as we possibly can. What would that look like for the oil industry right now, for gas prices, for electric, and for utilities going into the summer and thereafter for the next couple of years, when we have the Kerrys that are out there going to these global conferences talking that we're the problem in the United States, we need to end all coal altogether? We have even his daughter, Dr. Vanessa Kerry, that's talking about how it's a public health thing for the lower income and for minorities because everything in the world's racist, apparently. What would that look like if they got everything they wanted to right now?
Yeah, it's such a great question, and I'll be glad to give you some answers, but I need to qualify those answers, because I think what I'm telling you is only probably about 50% of what they would do. It will actually be worse than this. You bring up the example of coal, and I think that's what you would need to look at, what they would do to oil and natural gas. They are throwing massive regulations on coal power generation that essentially says meet these completely impossible regulations that will drive up cost, electric costs on families, or shut down. And I think we can definitely see that happening with oil and natural gas, because the problem for the administration for oil and natural gas is so much of it, especially in Texas, is done on private land where they don't have good jurisdiction. Now, a bunch of federal lands, they've already shut those off to a huge degree. He shut off more federal land than anyone since Harry Truman, more offshore ocean land than anyone ever. And so that is what this administration has done. So they're going to have to figure out a way to go after it on private land, probably through emissions rules. Second, they're going to spend even more of your dollars, $369 billion in the laughably named Inflation Reduction Act. That is going to be chump change to what they're going to try to do. We have seen the EV, the electric vehicle bubble, burst over the last few months, and all of those companies are going to need bailouts and rescuing. And so our billions, and let's be honest at this point, our great-grandchildren's billions are going to be going to try to prop up these absolute failure of companies that nobody wants. And sadly, we are going to see China get stronger. These products that Joe Biden is force-feeding upon the American public is products that China has an absolute corner on the market on, from the batteries to the windmills to the sun panels, everything. And so you're going to see the Chinese Communist Party get a whole lot stronger. Joe Biden's friends get a whole lot stronger. And I'm telling you, it's just been the free trial of the Green New Deal. Joe Biden is going to make it worse. And that's even before I get to his, you know, green shirt division, the American Climate Corps.
That's a cause for concern. We're talking with Larry Behrens. Power the Future. PowerTheFuture.com is the website. Larry, we have about a minute before we have to take a break here, so this is kind of a tease, but where does Russia fall into this play as well with the ongoing conflict over there?
Oh, such a great question. And you know what most people don't talk about is Joe Biden's, but all of 2022 saying Putin's price hike. Let's just be honest. If we remember before he invaded Ukraine, Joe Biden said, oh, I've got historic sanctions going his way. Well, fast forward to today, it's clear those sanctions have failed. Russia just upgraded their economy. Their GDP is going to be higher than ours is in terms of percentage. And so his sanctions are failing. If Joe Biden really wanted to hurt Russia, he would throw a ton of American energy out of the world market. It would devalue Russia's energy. But as it is right now, Russia is making a ton of money off their oil by selling to China, India, and they have their own little cabal going there that completely puts out the United States. And so if he flooded the world market with our energy, it would actually hurt Russia. But instead, Moscow is raking in billions.
Wow, what a concept. It's like they planned it out like that. And while we lay these and slap these sanctions onto Russia with this ongoing conflict, we can tell how well that's working out with their economy continuously growing. Larry, stay on the line here. I want to continue this conversation as we come back right around the corner. It's the weekend edition of the Voice of Reason. We got lots more to get to. Energy prices and gas prices going into summertime. What's it going to look
this
like?
Stay here. The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. America's safe space for common sense. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back into it. Last segment here on the program for your weekend edition. Oh, how it flies right on by each and every weekend. Hey, do me a favor. Go to a website and go to Bidenomics.com. I know, kind of an odd request, right? Go ahead and go to Bidenomics.com. It's not what you think it is. It actually gives you the real information about what Bidenomics has done to the nation. 18 to 20% inflation overall, 30% inflation just on food and energy alone in many places across the nation. It's an absolute devastation. And luckily, the domain of Bidenomics.com was purchased by our partners over at Americans for Prosperity. So when you go to the website, you actually see the real information, not what you're going to see on the campaign trail by Joe Biden, who forgets his name half the time on the campaign trail, but you can actually see what's really going on. Go to Bidenomics.com, check out all the information. If you want to support Americans for Prosperity, which we are getting into election season, now's the time to do so. It's very easy. Prosperityispossible.com, prosperityispossible.com. Sign up, put in your email. They'll send you information. And if you want to help out, you can go door knocking. You can make phone calls. You can at least just have the information on hand. The arson of knowledge, which knowledge is a weapon in today's times. I know it doesn't seem like it because they can just say it's fake news, but it's really information and knowledgeable. And then you can go out and actually educate your friends, your families, your neighbor, everywhere else, and let them know what's really going on with the economy, which we can see when we go to the grocery store, when we try to fill up our gas tank. Prosperityispossible.com. Thanks to our great partners with Americans for Prosperity right here on The Voice of Reason. We're talking with Larry Behrens. I love talking with this guy. Powerthefuture.com is the website. You can go and check that out. Energy expert. As we talk about what we could see going into the summertime and what's going on globally, are we still begging, by the way, Larry, are we still begging OPEC to send us more oil right now? Because I know we've tried to slow down the oil production here in the nation and then just say, hey, OPEC, just send us some more. But yet they're cutting their own production right now, too, aren't they?
They are. They're working all they can to keep the price of gas high on Americans because they, you know, like to make money. And Joe Biden, I guess, is perfectly fine with that. You know, if there's any president who has made OPEC greater than Jimmy Carter, it has to be Joe Biden. And he will never, you know, talk about, I'm more than happy to pull oil out of the ground in Saudi Arabia. I guess he feels those workers do it better and cleaner than American workers. But yeah, he will absolutely beg Saudi Arabia to make more. And there's another little country that's, you know, doing great with oil, going gangbusters with oil, setting records. And that country is Iran. There are billions of dollars flowing to Iran. They are having record exports. And you know what? Their customers will not surprise you. Their number one customer is China. And so China has great, you know, cheap oil from Russia and Iran, Russia making billions, Iran making billions. And then what does Iran or China do with that oil? Well, they use it for energy to turn around and sell Joe Biden's solar panels. It is a fantastic racket that Joe Biden has got us stuck in. And that's how we become less strong on the world stage and every American family having to pay more for everything.
It seems like we're in a corrupt pyramid scheme, and we're at the very bottom of it, being taken advantage of by everybody else above us while they're raking in the money. And we've allowed that to happen to ourselves for whatever reason, feeling like we're really good about it. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it's such a great description, and I'm going to steal that from you. The green pyramid scheme is what Joe Biden has brought us onto. And we as the taxpayers, we're the ones having to shovel money at the end. And Joe Biden promises, you know, like those letters we used to get in the 90s, oh, you'll get returns. You'll get, if you just, you know, send your money in. Well, Joe Biden's sending our money in, and sadly, we've seen the returns. It's just massive failure after another. It's a cylinder on steroids.
Yeah, it's very concerning. Larry, we got just about a minute here before we wrap up on the program. But going into the summertime, what just if you could observe or make a guesstimated estimate right now based on the policies at hand, what do you think gas prices could look like going into summertime?
It's going to be rough. I could imagine that we could see gas prices. I mean, you know, probably around the country right now, $3.30, $3.40 per gallon is the normal. Keep in mind that was never the normal when Donald Trump was in office. I could imagine we start sniffing near $4 a gallon. Now, that's cheaper than the $5 per gallon we had in 2022. But that's the problem with all of this. Joe Biden has made these high prices normalized, and we shouldn't accept it.
It's a big concern, and that's wild. Again, like you said, going into an election year when they usually try to deflate these things to make it look good, because we have short memories and attention spans in politics, and they like to take advantage of that as much as they can. But I don't think they're going to be able to get that across here this year. It's Larry Behrens. Go and check it out, powerthefuture.com. Larry, it's so good. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Let's do it again real soon, brother.
Having your fantastic. Have a great day.
Hey, you as well, my friend. Always good stuff. Until then, we're out of time. Oh, how it goes by way too fast. Until then, back at it again next weekend. Make sure to be your own voice of reason. It's time for you to speak up, speak out, speak loud, speak proud, speak the truth, and always speak some reason. This is The Voice of Reason. I'm Andy Hoosier. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy 4th, May the 4th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And we'll chat with you again next weekend. Until then, we'll see you on the radio. Bye.